Well, let's find out more about the science behind this 7.1 earthquake that struck, also this major quake that has struck off the Kermadec in the last half hour or so. We can speak now with John Ristow, seismologist at GNS Science. Kia ora, John.
Good morning.
Thank you for being with us today. Tell us firstly about the 7.1 magnitude quake that struck off the coast of Te Araroa in the middle of the night. What was that earthquake due to?
So this earthquake overnight that we had off, just off East Cape, this was, what we have is off the east coast of the North Island, you have the Pacific tectonic plate, and it's pushing beneath the Australian tectonic plate, or subducting as we call it, which is where the North Island sits. And so this earthquake, it appears that it occurred within the Pacific plate as it's pushing down or subducting beneath the North Island. So it was a little bit deeper. It's we're still trying to get a better handle on the depth of it, but a little bit deeper, but shallow enough that it did produce a tsunami.
So producing that tsunami, what sort of size was it? And indeed, what kind of quake was it that took place?
So the tsunami, we recorded a tsunami at East Cape and Great Barrier Island. The one at East Cape was about 35 to 40 centimeters, and about half that size at Great Barrier Island. And we also saw the tsunami on our dark buoys, which are the offshore instruments that we have just off the east coast of the North Island. And as for the type of earthquake, there's still actually, it's proven to be quite interesting. It could be a fairly complex earthquake with a couple of different types of mechanisms involved in producing this earthquake. So it's still can't actually say for certain what the actual source, what type of movement was involved without a little more analysis of it.
Okay. Are we talking horizontal movement or vertical as well?
Both, it looks like.
Okay. And so what implication does that have?
If you're talking about the risk, what it might do to the subduction zone or as to the risk of another big earthquake happening, it probably doesn't make, the actual type of motion probably doesn't make a huge difference to that. It's more just the fact that an earthquake of this size happened is what's more important than the actual type of movement.
So having an earthquake as significant as that one, though, what would you anticipate the aftershock sequence being?
Well, so far we've had, the last time I checked, about an hour and a half ago, we had 35 aftershocks, but, we've had a much larger number since then. It's probably up to about 50. And we had at least four with magnitude 5 or larger, and then there was also a number of aftershocks between about magnitude 4 and 5. There are also going to be a number of small aftershocks that are out there that we just can't locate, because once it gets to these earthquakes that are happening offshore, we can really only locate earthquakes about magnitude 3 or 3.5 and larger.
How long would you anticipate the sequence going on for in this one?
For this one, probably not for too long. This type of earthquake, these deeper earthquakes, usually don't produce much in the way of like really long-lasting aftershock sequences, so not like a Canterbury-type thing or something like that. And especially being offshore, once you get below about magnitude 5, odds are people aren't even going to feel them. So most likely it'll kind of quiet down pretty quick.
Now, as for this quake that's happened in the Kermadec or off the Kermadec Islands, what are you able to tell us about that one?
So it's a magnitude 7.4 earthquake. It was, let me just see what we got here. Magnitude 7.4, about 45 kilometers deep. And it was a different type of earthquake. This earthquake, so when you up the Kermadec and off towards Rowell Island, it's still the same process, the same tectonic processes as what I was talking about for the North Island. So you still have the Pacific plate pushing beneath the Australian plate. But it looks like this one may have actually happened on the boundary between the two plates rather than within the plate, based on the type of mechanism that's been calculated.
Okay, so what does that make it? Is it a strike slip?
That would make it what we call a thrust or reverse faulting earthquake.
Okay, and then the tsunami warning, I think there has been a tsunami warning issued. I haven't heard, I don't think, from the New Zealand Civil Defence yet, but certainly I'm looking at something that's come in here from the Pacific Warning Centre.
Yes.
What information do you have regarding that? Because obviously, thinking about particularly Bay of Plenty and that northern coast.
Yeah, so the Pacific Tsunami Warning Centre, they issued their tsunami warnings based solely on the magnitude and the depth of the earthquake. So that's where that's coming from. And right now, the DINA Science Tsunami Experts Panel is working on this, and they'll be advising NEMA on what the tsunami risk is to New Zealand.
Look, appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for talking to us on Morning Report. John Ristow there, seismologist at GNS, talking about those two earthquakes, the one 7.1 magnitude that happened overnight just before 2:30 this morning, and then this earthquake that took place at about 6:40 this morning off the coast of the Kermadec.